That brings us to one of my favorite gates. It brings us to the 40th gate. It's the great gate of denial. It's the great gate of the nihilist. It's the great gate of the atheist. It says, I don't believe in anything. I don't trust anything. I don't like you. Leave me alone. I don't need you. I don't want you. You know, you're not going to make me happy. You're not going to make it better. You just want me to work for you. And the 40th gate brings an essential ingredient into the business of life. It brings the business of life to the family. And it brings the business of life into the most complete core at the basis of the tribe. The basis of the tribe is built on the family. Now, one of the things to recognize about the moment that the 40 comes in is dependent on whether the 40 is stepping into a matriarchy or a patriarchy. Remember the 37 on the other end. That everything about whether the 40 will accept anything has to do with whether there's going to be a fair bargain. And this is the moment that the relationship between gender in the bond of marriage becomes something that begins to be institutionalized. This is the bargain relationship. Now, most of that bargain relationship in the beginning, because this is tribal and it has to do with needs, it doesn't have to do with wants, it doesn't have to do with passions, it doesn't have to do with love, that most of the bargains of the relationships that establish the viability of the family, those bargains were selected. The couples were matched. It had nothing to do with whether they loved each other. You will be married to this one. This is the bargain. And we'll get 17 cows, and you'll get, you know, a house over here beside this tree, and so forth and so on. In other words, one of the things to understand about the institution of the family is that the institution of the family, the modern family, that is what our civilization was going to show us as the family, all of that is based on a bargain. It's all a bargain. You take out the garbage, I'll do the dishes. It's all a bargain. And if you're not going to take out the garbage, I'm going to be pissed. Because it's not fair. In other words, there is an inherent bargain that is established in the way in which the core of the tribe, the family itself, operates. And it's one of the things to understand is that that bargain is rooted in understanding what the bargain is going in. Not trying to figure out what the deal is while you're in there. So this is the formalization or the making marriage, making the bond something formal. And this is the beginning of all of that formal regulation of what the relationship is between this one and what is the deal and how it's all going to work out. The 40 doesn't care about all that. It is, after all, a gate of denial. And it's denying because it doesn't want to have to work. But it's an ego. And this is one of the fundamental things to understand about the nature of the family. That families do not function without appreciation. It's something very, very important to understand about a family. Families do not function without appreciation. And that appreciation isn't simply the appreciation of the adult for the child. It works both ways. That appreciation is essential, and that is what the ego is always looking for in the bargain. It's willing to say, look, I will work really hard to build this house, but boy, oh boy, every day you tell me how wonderful I am. You massage me, you tell me I'm great, you tell me I can put my feet up, would you like a cup of coffee? You work so hard today and we appreciate it. You have a happy ego. You have a nihilist that allow their nihilism to sort of go a little further away from, you know. That's the relationship between the emotional system, which is very affectionate, sexy, warm, all of that stuff, and the cold, hard ego. So one of the things to understand about the nature of the bargain in the family is that you really must see that without appreciation within the family, without appreciation for the efforts of all within the construct of the family, the bargain breaks down. And when the bargain breaks down, the family breaks down. we are witnesses of the breakdown in many ways in the West over the last 40 years of the traditional family. For most of humanity's history, we have lived multi-generationally. You know, children living with their children, living with their children's children, and sometimes with their children's children's children. Now you have to get on an airplane and make an appointment to see a grandparent. You know, we live in a way in which the basic structure of the family is being altered. And of course, the moment that there isn't this appreciation within the family, it's very easy for it all to fall apart. So the bargain is essential. And of course, this point in the way in which we evolve is a very significant one. It says something very basic about the way in which all gender relationships function. That there is no way to be in a gender relationship without the tacit recognition and approval of the bargain. You want me for this afternoon because I'm cute? Okay. But know the bargain before you start. You know, and as long as human beings in their relationships know the bargain, everything is okay. If the bargain is, I'm going to love you for the rest of my life, you better be real in at least your intention in the bargain. But you have to be clear in the beginning. And if you're never going to take out the garbage, please say so. Because then something else can be exchanged. Okay, you don't want to take out the garbage? All right, don't take out the garbage. Clean the toilets. See if you like that. Eh? So please understand this is a very, very important thing for us. It's all a bargain. It really is. And you see, if the bargain isn't right, then the question is fairness. In the thousands of readings that I've done, fairness is something that always crops up, or the lack of it. And most human beings that are unhappy in their relationships are unhappy because the bargain doesn't seem fair. They're neither appreciated for what they feel they should be appreciated for, nor do they feel like they are receiving some kind of valued advantage in the bargain itself, that there's something wrong. And I want you to recognize something, that as long as human beings live as the not-self, we are never going to be able to love the other. And we're never really going to be able to enjoy the beauty of what gender relationship is all about. Because you see, all of these bargains are artificial and they're all rooted in the not-self. If you enter into a relationship correctly as yourself, that is the bargain. You'll see it's inherently fair, whether you like it or not. And whether it works or not, whether it's good for you or not, you're never going to question the validity of the bargain. And that's one of the things that changes, transforms us as we come to recognize and live this knowledge, how different our relationships can be with the other. We don't have to try to figure out what the bargain is. We don't have to try to remember that we should appreciate someone. If you enter into things correctly, if appreciation is due, it's there. You know, it doesn't mean you have to get it all the time, even big egos like me. But it's very important to understand that the not-self suffers desperately in this, and gender relationships are a horror on this planet. I don't meet very many human beings that are actually comfortable with somebody else. They've gotten used to it. They've lived out the deal, and it's just trucking, you know, all's well that ends. Well, sooner or later, let's hope it ends, and if not, I'm going to die anyway. You know, that's my mantra for unhappy people. If you can't get a divorce, die. You know? I mean, you know, why suffer for another 30 years? Are you crazy? There's this gorgeous sandwich, and it's called the family sandwich. And if you look at the family sandwich, what's in between the two slices, the 37 and the 40, is the need for truth and the need for love. It's so easy to understand the dynamic and structure of the family, that within that structure is the pressure to know the truth, is the pressure to know love. And it puts enormous pressure on the family. And only when you understand the ingredients of that sandwich can you really understand what the responsibility is within the context of the family. Tell the truth, show love. What else is there? You know, that really is the dynamic, and it's beautifully illustrated just in that sequence of steps.